And this is a really fun study in the Journal of Behavioural Ecology. It's the Northern Hemisphere, at least, it's migration season at the moment. And I was looking at this paper about the monarch butterfly by these researchers at the University of Guelph in Canada. And monarch butterflies are, as well as incredibly beautiful, they carry out these really spectacular migrations. They migrate in huge numbers all the way from Canada across the States to Mexico. But some get further than others. And this might have a link to their coloration. How far they travel might be linked to what color they are. These researchers took samples of butterflies that they found in the Great Lakes halfway across on that migration, and then butterflies they found in the Gulf of Mexico. And they found that the ones in the Gulf of Mexico were significantly more pigmented. They had more of this melanin pigment, this reddish brown and dark pigment in their wings. So it seems that the more pigmented, the more colourful butterflies go further. But they go a little bit further than that in their hypothesis about this. What they suggest is that this pigment could be fueling them in some way. Because these butterflies are darker, their wings are absorbing more heat, and that might be giving them the thermal boost, that thermal energy, to go on a much longer journey than their counterparts.
Could also be an epiphenomenon, though, couldn't it, in the sense that you've got this brown pigmentation. It's not the brown pigmentation that makes the butterflies go further. It does something else to them, and it's the something else it does that makes them faster, fitter, able to fly for longer.
It could indeed. It's the classic cause and effect issue. I mean, he started looking at this off the back of, he's a behavioural ecologist, very interested in how these animals behave and getting to the fundamentals of the biology. But he started looking at this because a couple of years ago, there was a study that found that the temperature at which the caterpillars were raised actually affected what colour the butterflies were. So caterpillars that were raised in warmer temperatures had more of this melanin pigment, were browner and darker and brighter, was more dramatically coloured butterflies. So he's trying to pick apart how this affects their life cycle as a whole. So the next step will be to try and bring this energy expenditure into the lab and just see if there's an effect on how far the butterflies can travel, how much energy they actually have when they pick up this thermal energy in their wings.